Yeah, we, myself and Zach Myers, our guitar player, we were doing a promo tour that started in the UK about a week and a half ago, and went from the UK into Stockholm, Sweden, into Helsinki, Finland, and then we came right back to the US, and we're actually leaving tomorrow to head to Texas to do one show, and then we're going to Japan for our very first time, to play our very first show in Tokyo, and then a couple of shows for our military over there. And yeah, I'm just going to continue on up through Honolulu and play Pearl Harbor, back to the States for a minute. We've got another promo tour to do in the U.S., and then we will be off on the road from October and November with Breaking Benjamin, Nothing More, and Seven Dust. But we're looking to get up to the Canadian markets, hopefully close to Medicine Hat by the beginning of April of 2016. So that's what we're setting up right now. But a lot of touring in the States right now for the U.S., but hopefully the Canadian markets we're going to be able to get to next year.
Well, you know, I've been listening to your music for a long time, man, and I'll tell you, you guys obviously have been big in the States for quite a while, and it seemed like in Canada it was more of a cult following at first, but then all of a sudden it just, boom, took off. Did you sense that yourself?
You know what? It was kind of interesting. Every country outside of the U.S. for, like, the first two records, it almost seemed like it was non-existent. So, yeah, I can understand why it kind of felt like a cult following, because, quite frankly, it was. It was more of a grassroots. Like, kids were getting bootlegs, or they'd have to order the albums off the Internet, or they'd have to, you know, do mail-ins and figure out, you know, how to get our material. And then when the third album came out, Sound of Madness, it started to kind of open up a little bit more for some other countries. And then same thing kind of happened with Amaryllis, but the thing that we're the most excited about with the new record, Threat to Survival, is the fact that when it comes out on September 18th, that it's the band's very first global release all simultaneously. So, like, every country is going to get, you know, they can get the album simultaneously on September 18th around the globe. You know, with Canada, I remember the very first time that we actually finally were able to get up there, which was on our second album, was the first time that we played Canada. Just the audience and how much just there's a lot more of an inspirational tone to a Canadian market and to a lot of the cities. Like, I mean, Canadians really, really do love the music. I remember playing Canada for the very first time, and I think we played in front of, like, it was close to like 5,000 people because it was a festival, and the audience just went crazy. So, I mean, they've always been very loyal from, you know, the very first time that we got there. But yeah, it's been a bit of a, there's been a trajectory with the records in the Canadian market, but the fans that have been there have always been very, very supportive of us and have always, you know, stuck by us.
Everybody is really excited around here, and our listeners as well have been blowing up our social media, excited about your new song, Cut the Cord.
Awesome, man. Thanks for being supportive of the band and playing the very first single. You know, that particular song, we felt like that was going to be the way to you know, start the record, if you will, as far as what people were going to hear for the very first time. Because we spent 18 months making the record. That was, you know, writing it and recording it. So for us, Cut the Cord was one of those songs where we wanted everybody to know that that we had been working really, really hard. And the other thing, too, is, you know, Threat to Survival is a different record for us. We're kind of known for layering a lot when we're in the studio. Our productions on the last two records with Amaryllis and Sound of Madness, there's a lot of orchestration, there's a lot of layering of guitars and vocals and what have you. But this record, in my opinion, Threat to Survival, is I think the biggest sounding record of all the albums combined. Case in point, because we didn't track as many elements to each individual song, which I think actually made the songs bigger and made the sound of the album bigger. So it was an interesting process all the way around.
And you say survival is the theme of the new album. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Figuring out what the name of the album was going to be was something that was unique, because there's 11 songs on the album, and in a lot of ways, there are 11 scenarios. Threat to Survival was the only name that we could put together for the album because it made the most sense to all of us as a whole and as a group. I mean, all the way down to the snake and the egg that is on the front of the cover. It's a record about life and death, I got to be honest with you. I don't think that the 21-year-old version of me could have written this record, at least lyrically. When it comes to now, looking at myself in the mirror, the 37-year-old me could write this album. I think the only way that we were able to do this was experience. But we're also known as a band that will tackle a lot of subjects that maybe some other people would never even touch. But survival, yeah, it is a theme of the record, but it's one of those albums that talking about it is a one-sided idea with the way that the album translates to someone when they listen to it for the first time, because that the album really does speak volumes and it does speak for itself. But as an example, there's a song on the record called How Did You Love? And talking about the survival aspect of everything, you know, in your opinion, you know, I've always asked myself what do you think the greatest gift a human being could ever be given? In my opinion, it would be life. So the way that we looked at that particular song was, if you've been given life, you have to understand that one day you're going to pass away. But in the middle of all that, what is the life that you led? Were you a good mother? Were you a good father, a good friend, a good brother, sister? I mean, it was the idea of, did you spread more love than you did hate, or did you allow hate to consume you in your life? And that's kind of where the idea of certain things in your life that would constrict and wrap around you, you've got to figure out a way to cut them loose. And that's one example of what Cut the Cord is about. But, you know, with the song How Did You Love, it's the reflection of knowing if you've been given life, you know you will pass away, but you've got to look at the life that you're going to lead until you move on to your next journey. So there's a lot of songs like that on the record that reflect, you know, the human spirit. And, you know, it's quite a deep piece of work that we did. You know, we're very proud of it.
You took the words right out of my mouth there. I was going to say that's a very philosophical, deep themes that you're talking about for this album, which is, it's refreshing, you know. It's not every rock band that is stepping to the plate and talking about deep things like this. So that's... your listeners appreciate it, I'll say that.
I would like to think so. I mean, the people that have been with us from day one know that we're always trying to outdo what we've already done, and the people that are just kind of finding out about us, I think they start to sense that about us. But, I mean, we only have one boss. We've always said that. It just happens to be everyone in the audience, and they don't deserve anything but our absolute best. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on this record. We thought about the audience when we were writing this record. And we're also known as a band that we just can't make the same record twice. That's just not the way we're designed. And we've been very, very fortunate to be able to do what we love for a living for the past, you know, going on almost two decades. And we take that very, very seriously as well. So with this record, it did take a minute for us to finish it, and it did take a minute for us to be ready to release it to the rest of the world. But we're very, very proud of it, and I think that the public, I'm interested in seeing what people think about the record. I think there are going to be a lot of people that will be surprised, but I think it'll be a good thing.
Threat to Survival comes out on September 18th. Brett Smith of Shine Down here. Is there still a movie being made about you guys? Is that in the works?
Absolutely. It just was, we've been filming for the better part of almost 5 years now, and when you're filming that much, you have to consolidate everything down to an hour and a half, if not 2 hours. Right now, we probably have close to 20-something plus hours of footage. And we started to notice the idea was to release the film with the record, but as we were doing everything and basically chronicling our lives in a lot of ways, we just were of the same mindset that this isn't ready yet. We still got more filming that we need to do. The story needs to be, you know, laid out for the viewer the way that we want it to be perceived and the way that we want to express ourselves to the viewing audience. And because it's not a documentary, everybody that heard about this project was like, you know, oh, it's a documentary, but it's not. It's a And it's not quote-unquote like real film either, or like reality television. It's not based like that. You're literally watching, or when it's finished, you're going to watch, you know, the way that we are, not only in a band, but the relationships that we have with our management and the people that are involved in our record label, our families, and all of those things that are in the world of Shinedown. And one of the aspects about the film is that it plays out like a film. There's no document, you know, as far as like a documentary, there's no interviews in the film. Like, no one's ever looking at the camera. So it's a very interesting concept, and we just have to make sure that it's 100%, you know, what we want before we release it. But I did put a bit of a timeline on it. I would like to see it finished by 2017.
Well, so for a unique project like that, how is it that you release this to the world? How do you unleash it?
I think that you go through a different... there's a couple of ways that you can release it. If you go into the festival season with the film and get some buyers and backing from the actual, and I'm just talking from like a professional standpoint, you know, the idea of like releasing it to like film festivals in Canada, for instance, and then you've got film festivals like Sundance and Tribeca and things of that nature, you know, you kind of start it off like that, or at least that's the way we would like to show the film, is at festivals, and then see about, you know, the potential to actually bringing it to the theater. And then, you know, we live in a very internet-based world now, so a lot of entertainment and the entertainment industry is based on online because it's the future in a lot of ways. So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go at it.
Cool. Well, yeah, we look forward to that for sure. Obviously, the new album being out here in less than a month. Brent Smith, I was only going to ask you about this because I just got back from the gym myself right before this interview, and I'm wondering if you're still big into fitness, and if so, how do you find time when you're all over the world traveling?
I absolutely find time to stay as fit and as healthy as I possibly can. It's definitely a way of life for me now. I mean, with me and the guys, we still work out every single day together when we're on the road. And actually, when we're on the road is when we're the most fit. We still go to the gym. We still do Insanity every show day. And we're always very, very conscious of our eating habits and all those things in general. So, no, we definitely have adopted a very healthy way of living, and always try to make sure that we stay as fit as possible, because, you know, we are getting older, but we don't really feel like we're getting older. I mean, you know, some of my guys are in their 40s now, and, you know, I think they look better than when they were in their 20s. So fitness is definitely something that we take seriously out on the road.
Very cool. Thank you for your time. Brent Smith of Shinedown. We look forward to the new album here right away.
Thank you so very much for all the support, man. I really, really appreciate it. And we'll see you very, very soon. And look to be touring in the Canadian markets and in Medicine Hat, hopefully in April of 2016.
Well, sounds good. We got a brand new arena here. It'll be perfect.
Bring it on, man. Thanks so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.